Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle. Hey, you guys, this is Judy with Wellness Renaissance and the Wellness Renaissance Podcast. This week, before we get back into our regularly scheduled interview programs, I have for you a little commentary thought process inspired by a book I have been reading for a while, and it originally was going to be just this little short concept that I was going to share about a couple things that the author brings up in the book, and then through conversations and other things that came up, things started to connect and grow, and so it's gotten to be a little more of a longer thought process than I thought, but I'm going to be brave and toss it out there and you can see what y'all think. The book is The Gifts of Imperfection, Let Go of Who You Think You're Supposed to Be, and Embrace Who You Are by Brené Brown. I love Brené Brown. I think I could spend my whole life studying her stuff as she has spent her whole life studying her stuff to get her stuff. There's a whole nother process of studying her stuff that we all could probably benefit from, or at least have some very interesting philosophical or life experience discussions around. So where this started was the idea of fitting in and belonging. She talks in the book about the difference and what they mean to us in our going through life and being on a day-to-day basis. And some other commentaries that kind of flowed all out of this and a few other cool things from the book. So fitting in. Fitting in is when we assess the situation and then become who we need to be accepted in that situation. And it many times ends up being more empty and not very fulfilling. Belonging, on the other hand, allows us to be who we are as opposed to change who we are. So it's the human desire to be part of something larger than ourselves. We try to get it, according to Brené, by fitting in and seeking approval, which again are not only hollow substitutes, but also barriers to belonging. So true belonging only happens when we present our true and authentic self. It's a need that we have, and the absence of belonging leads to suffering. This concept got me thinking not only about how many of us are feeling this sort of divide in our country and sometimes not quite sure how to communicate effectively and find that place of belonging, but then also thinking a little bit about social media and how for some people there is a different pressure about trying to fit in that sort of opposes the belonging. And scrolling through Facebook, you can feel that tension with each individual post where sometimes you have that moment of, belonging. And the next time it's, oh my gosh, how do I fit in with that situation? How do I match up with that? So it can really take a toll on people as we are, again, trying to figure out who we are and how to be our best self and find our success or figure out what does success even mean to us. And of course, there is the question sometimes of where is that authenticity in what we're seeing and where is the what looks like to be authenticity actually somebody else trying to fit in. Another word Brené talks about is the word courage, and that the Latin word for heart is cur. And an early meaning of the word courage was to speak one's mind by telling all one's heart. And now, of course, it takes on more of the meaning of being heroic. She talks about how we have lost touch with speaking open and honestly about who we are and our experiences, both good and bad. And that is the definition of courage, that putting ourselves or our vulnerability on the line is courage. And she cites just the simple example of, you know, when a student in a classroom, she's also a teacher, when a student in a classroom speaks up and says, I don't understand what we're talking about, and knowing that they might be the only one, that is a huge act of vulnerability and a huge act of courage. I think we're getting better about this. I do think that we're in some spaces on an upswing, in other spaces, not so much. And when we think about those times that we have been able to speak our truths or really be ourselves, how it feels so amazing and we feel so energized and light and unstoppable, right? Sometimes that we take that with us for it lasts for a really long time, and sometimes not so much. But the feeling of knowing how that feels is amazing. And of course, there are times when we speak our truth and it doesn't go well, but we still feel that weight lifted off, right? We feel that shift that maybe things didn't go the way we wanted or hoped, but we still feel more whole and complete by expressing our true selves. One of the things I love about Brené Brown is the fact that she talks about all of these concepts, but totally admits and speaks to, by her own experiences and everything else, that none of this is easy, that this is all really hard. It's hard to be the person who, you know, speaks their truth. It's hard to be the receiver of that information and speak back. And so we're all trying to figure it out, and it's not easy to do. So I think that is just a wonderful piece that I appreciate that she brings to the table, where I feel like some other authors, probably sometimes myself included, make it all sound just super easy. And if you just do these things, everything is going to be fine. But she acknowledges that there are challenges along the way of figuring out how to have this human experience even better. I think about how often we hear the phrase, you know, don't talk about politics, don't talk about religion, just keep those things out of the conversation. And I get it. I totally get it. I have certainly had situations and groups of people where, yes, that is absolutely the best thing to do. That makes me sad, because I think that we haven't learned well how to have these difficult conversations and how to productively be able to speak and listen to each other and learn where each other is coming from and what underlies the belief system or the perspective, so that we can share back and forth and grow and learn and become wiser in the ways of how people perceive things and how our world works and how our country works. I think if we stick to that advice, we not only end up in our own little echo chamber, but we miss the opportunity to learn more things about our own perspective that allow us to grow more broad and fully and nuanced in the things that we may even already believe. A friend of mine who comes from Germany, she has talked multiple times about how communication where she's from and here in the US is very different. She said, you know, I grew up with people of different religions and political beliefs. And, you know, growing up and as an adult, you know, we are at events together, we're at parties or whatever, and we have respectful conversation where we're very much disagreeing and sharing our perspectives. And we all go home as friends and everybody keep their particular experiences or their particular perspectives, but also people can, again, grow broader and more nuanced in that. So it's kind of a loss, right? It's a loss that we haven't figured out how to do this. And I'm sad that we keep growing in this bigger divide that people feel less safe to be able to do this, to experience and express their courage and their authentic self and find that belonging. Okay, before I go on, I'm actually going to interrupt my own self with one thing that I just want to throw in here, because I can hear this coming back to me as a comment, and it's absolutely true. So as I'm talking about people not feeling that they can speak their mind or be their true selves, I think that is an absolute truth. At the same time, the point can be made that people are feeling a freedom to a certain extent to express themselves more freely and more fully in certain ways. And I don't think that it's always the most productive ways. And the question is how do we do this more thoughtfully, civilly, so we can each understand what we're trying to say and where we're coming from. People can certainly make the argument that that is one of the things that they love about our current president, is that he says what he thinks in the moment and doesn't really care how it affects anybody else. Until, of course, sometimes it affects them. But even that isn't always true, right? We see that. So I say this to put in the awareness that I certainly have that the stories that I heard, you know, and still hear after our current president came into office, of the comments that people were being told who were not white, who were LGBT, who were women,
some of the comments that came out straight to women. And the person, the male who said it to them, said straight out, basically, I get to say that now, you know, look at our president. So we know that there has been an effect from that that is opening things up, but it's hostility that has been allowed to come forth, it seems like. Again, speaking from my experience and all the things that I have heard and from what people are feeling, right? We feel this divide. We maybe have more expression and then other people express themselves out of frustration and maybe not well because of the frustration that they're feeling. And when you're trying to, you know, come up against somebody who has been cruel and mean, it's sometimes tricky to just remain in that calm, rational space and either walk away, or sometimes you do have to deal with the situation before you and you don't have a chance to walk away, or it's just not an appropriate thing to do. So I just wanted to acknowledge that is definitely a piece of the puzzle that I don't quite know how to manage. But I'm curious, and it's a conversation that I'm interested in having and wanting to hear. I want people to express what they think and feel. I also have a really hard time sometimes watching that and how that shows up and how many people, by the fact that they are of a different sexual orientation, by the fact that they are of a different race, or just by the fact that they happen to be born or created as female, which, depending on how you perceive the world, is very interesting. One more thing I just want to throw out there is the concept that I've kind of heard a few times that, you know, people have the right to say these things and hurt other people with their words and sometimes their actions, that, you know, we have free speech and they get to speak free speech, and that is just what we do and we need to protect that. But then it's also interesting that it is more important to have the free speech to hurt somebody else than it is to allow somebody who is going through life being themselves and just wants the opportunity to be themselves in a way that has absolutely no impact on the speaker. So I think about the fact that something I was reading quite a while ago, you know, that it was the person's argument that it is more my right to speak to you and tell you, gay person, that you are mentally ill and shouldn't exist on the planet than it is for you to be gay and live your life in a way that doesn't bother me at all. Also an interesting perspective. Definitely one of the things that I loved about my college experience and my philosophy classes and my medical ethics class and all of those things where we got to throw stuff out in the middle of the room that came from very different perspectives and try to kind of suss it out and figure out, how do we think about all of this stuff? And I think we could do more of that and learn how to do that more on a one-to-one level when it's somebody that's in our family or that we are really connected with or really close to or have to spend some really close physical space with. A lot of times in college, you could be made crazy by a perspective that you were trying to understand, but then you didn't have to deal with them until the next time you had the class. And in real life, we don't get a great opportunity to sit down and discuss some of these things. We live in a world of, you know, where social media and headlines and TV, you know, and our short attention spans, that everybody's trying to reach us with very few words, very short amount of time, and, you know, word counts that don't allow an actual explanation and a true understanding. So we're all trying to understand the world and make sense of everything and be a part of the world in all those little sound bites. And realistically, we don't all have the time to do the digging and the research on everything that we see and we're curious about every day. Nonetheless, those sound bites affect us and we're processing them and trying to figure them out, whether we have time to do all the research or not. All of that adds up to that it's kind of an additional barrier and challenge for us to find our own meaning, our own authenticity, and then where we find that space where we can really be our authentic self and belong and navigate this fascinating, crazy world of ours.
So what is the point of all of this discussion? Well, for me, it's sharing a little bit of hope with a little bit of the acknowledgement of the challenge, right? Like, I love the things that Brené is saying. I love exploring the understanding of these concepts and these words and how we function inside our heads and our challenges of getting that out into the world and being ourselves, looking at courage and fitting in and belonging and all of these things. And it's also acknowledging, what are the challenges? What are we facing? What are our barriers? What are the things that don't make this easy? So we can understand, why isn't this so simple? Why can't we just do this? Because it is. It's nice to think that this is simple and easy. And when we can put them into a nice little sentence and package them up in a pretty little package with a nice little bow on them, and kind of like, look how simple life and the world and just being can be. But then we feel frustrated when it doesn't quite work out that way. And being the person that I am, I enjoy looking at the positive and how do we make this happen and what is the vision forward. I want to be the person that just can tie it up in a bow and say, boom, there we are. Let's just live by these rules and everything will be great. I want to be that person. I really, really do. But my life experience says that there are other forces and other realities around me that don't allow me to just live in the vision in my head and go forward and have nothing else affect that. Believe me, I have been focusing on Duluth being snow-free and 70 degrees for many, many months. I have a beautiful vision in my head, and the night I'm recording this, you definitely know that I haven't succeeded at that vision. So obviously, there's other forces at work than just me. And interestingly enough, when I worked with Barb Bengtsson going through her StrengthsFinder process, I discovered that there is actually a strength category for that we are seen sometimes as the negative people, but that we actually have use in this world. So I'm trying to embrace it and not overuse it, but be real and try to figure out how to work with wanting the world to be one way. But then there's this reality thing that pops into place. And how do we have these great and simple ideas bring in all the rest of the pieces that make things complicated and make it simple? Because it does sound simple. Well, if we are all authentic and be our truest selves, won't that, have this wonderful, great effect? And I think that it will in many ways, but the reality is that there are challenges with the simplicity. The simplicity assumes that people are basically well, healthy, critically thinking individuals, right? And that we all are in a place that this ultimate awesomeness is something that we're all working for. And yes, sometimes our inability to be authentic is maybe from a story that we're telling ourselves, usually does come from somewhere, some experience in our life that has helped us know that it isn't that simple or safe. It might be the fear of being rejected or the fear of being misunderstood without a chance to clarify, or, just plain disrespected. And sometimes those assumptions that we make are wrong and we miss a great opportunity to express ourselves. That being said, there are tougher discussions to be had and lines to be acknowledged that are tricky. Obviously, there are times and situations for people where it is really not safe for them to be their authentic self. We can certainly think about people who are, for instance, in the LGBTQ community that are living in towns and cities where it truly is not safe to be themselves at all. For those of us who don't have that experience, can you imagine what it must be like for some people to have to monitor everything they do, the physical movements of their body, the voice or the words that they use, because it's really not safe if somebody starts suspecting something, how crazy making that would be. Back to that statement of without belonging leads to suffering, and that's like can be every day for some people living in very particular places.
you know, Danielle Trello, we had her on. She's a transgender comedian. Great podcast a couple months ago, perhaps now. Definitely go check it out. But she addresses that in her own experience and how she has to be careful. And it's kind of weird if you think about her particular situation. Like, she has to disclose so much about herself for her own safety at times, which one would say, well, that is her being her authentic self. But you could also argue that, no, she doesn't get to be her authentic self because she has to disclose so much to let the other person off the hook, right? So she has to disclose to this person that she is transgender, which in a lot of ways then doesn't allow her to be her authentic self because she can't just be her. So isn't that an interesting perspective? And there are people who have the perspective that violence and hurting somebody else is okay. And they would say, well, my being my authentic self is my ability to, you know, beat somebody else up or hurt them if they don't do what I want or need them to do. So not all situations and perspectives are always easy for us to accept or know how to deal with or not be affected by. I am so grateful to be surrounded by so many people that are open to taking the time, to having these discussions, to being able to sort of dive in and try to learn from our own actions and learn from each other's actions and try to understand who we are, why we do what we do. It's not always a comfortable space to be in. Definitely not. But it's sure rewarding on the other side. Doesn't always mean that it makes life easier or more simple. I definitely think it makes it more whole and more interesting. And that's pretty darn cool. There is something to be said for ignorance is bliss as well. However, once you walk out of the ignorance act of the show, it's pretty hard to pull yourself back behind the curtain again in a pure and true way. So going forward, I wish for all of us that we have the opportunity to find that place of belonging, that we can truly be our authentic selves and explore our authentic selves and what that even is. And the trick is also the accepting the authentic self of the other person as well too, right? Like, that's hard. We all come to all of this with our own experiences and our history and all the stuff that make us us, experiencing that other person and that person's authentic self. Hopefully for all of us, we could continue to figure out how to do that with grace and ease and be able to talk to each other and communicate. Because if we're not talking about things and we're not learning about things and how people perceive how the world works, we're not expanding our ability to think critically and differently and process all that is in this world and who we are in it, really. So how can we do that? How can we foster that to the best of our abilities? I'm sure that we are individually part of the problem and part of the solution at one time or another. This whole being human thing is very fascinating and very challenging. I wish us all grace and ease and patience with the world around us. And I love the idea of us having more time to do the human being stuff and not just the human doing stuff. Forward momentum to all of us individually and as a whole. If you're not familiar with Brené Brown, again, her book is Gifts of Imperfection. It's a great book. I'm actually not totally finished with it yet. But there you go. There's a few of my thoughts that sprung from all that Brené has to share in her book, and I'm sure more will come forth. I have had the thought that it would be fun to get some people together who have read some of Brené's books to talk about them and share their experiences. I think she does such a great job of expressing her own, which just really, I think, invites permission to do that for the rest of us too. So it's one of my favorite things about her, and she's fantastic. So check out the book, Google her, and there's a ton of great videos and TED Talks and various other things that she has done as well.
It's a great way to get a flavor of her and her research. So enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. You know, I totally would love your guys' feedback, be it email or Facebook form or leaving a message on the page of the podcast. I would love to hear what you think of some of the shorter episodes that I've done sort of through this holiday and break in our regularly scheduled programming. I love to know what you guys think, and I really do appreciate the emails and the comments that I do get. So thank you for that. We have some great topics coming up. I've got a person that works with people around the stress of sort of trying to be a good environmentalist and the stress that that can cause. We're going to be talking about domestic violence and the work that's being done here in Duluth. We've got a gentleman who is going to be talking about his PTSD and all of the things he has done to manage that and a lot more. So keep an eye out for the upcoming episodes. Good stuff ahead. Please check out the rest of the podcast episodes at wellnessrenpodcast.com. And of course, your support for the podcast by sharing the podcast or the podcast episodes with people who you think might find them valuable is beyond helpful. It really is. Supporting us through our Amazon affiliate program is really appreciated. Just go to wellnessrenpodcast.com and click on any one of the Amazon links to get you to Amazon. You do not have to purchase that item. However, if you are somebody who's listened to this and you kind of want to check out the Brené Brown book, would love it if you would go to the podcast. Again, no cost to you at all. It is just simply a portion of that purchase supports the podcast. So thank you. And you have to know, if you are part of the Wellness Renaissance Patreon community and supporting us financially as low as $1 a month, we are so grateful. Thank you for considering and supporting this mission and keeping this work alive. Talk to you next week. And until then, may you continue to find the pieces that fit beautifully and productively into your health and wellness puzzle. Take good care.